Welcome to the Unmothered Podcast. Join me as we explore all the feelings and confusion surrounding the mother-daughter bond. Laugh with me, cry with me, and learn new ways to cope with what can be a very lonely existence without a mother to rely on. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hey peeps, welcome in to another episode. I am so excited today because I have not only someone that I consider a beautiful friend, but also she has been my coach and teacher through different certifications. One of them, of which we'll be talking about today, which is the Linked program. And I just want to introduce Linda Goldfarb. Whether sipping frothed coffee with friends, hiking with her hubby Sam, engaging in deep conversation with her children and grandchildren, or speaking truth with gentle boldness, Linda Goldfarb strives to be transparent and authentic. Linda is a multi-book, award-winning author, award-winning podcaster, international speaker, conference speaker, professional MC, board-certified advanced Christian life coach, and co-founder of the Linked Personality System. Linda grew up in a military family, traveling frequently as the girl filler between bookend brothers. I have grandkids like that. Her adventures living among numerous cultures gave Linda a diverse understanding of the world, which she considers an advantage as a servant daughter of the king. Known as the kind of person who draws you in immediately, Linda's voice makes you feel welcome, safe, and seen. When she shares her energy, experiences, and expertise, you lean in, not wanting to miss a single word. Linda and Sam are the proud parents of four adult children, numerous grandchildren, and one great-grandson. They live on the edge of the Texas Hill Country with their rescue pups, Mimi and DJ. Linda credits faith, humor, and personality awareness to growing their relationship into a thriving adventure lasting over 38 years. My life is far from perfect, and that's where Yahshua met me, loved me, and saved me. For him, I'm eternally grateful. Linda, welcome in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of stuff.
That's normally amazing. Normally on a bio.
Oh my goodness.
It's a varied career and personal life, and you got to like get it all in there.
I'm telling you. Life is good. Life is good.
It sounds like it's amazing. Like a great grandson already. You're beating me, girl.
I tell you, you live long enough, you never know what's going to show up at your doorstep. So true.
You get a great grandbaby. Well, I have to say when I this took me back when I scheduled you for the podcast, I started thinking like, man, I remember when I was getting my first certification with ASA and they said, you have to do some hours with a professional coach. And they said, here's some names that you can pick from. And I knew of you through ASA and I saw your name and I never told you this. I was so intimidated by you because I was like, she's like famous. She's a big wig. Like I remember you walking in ASA and people were just drawn to you. You had a circle of people around you and I was like, who is this lady? And then it was like, oh, that's Linda Goldfarb. Like she's a life coach. She's this, she's that. And I was just like, wow. And then when it was recommended that I work with you, I didn't think that I had a chance to work with you. I thought, oh, well, she's going to be too busy. She's not going to want to deal with me. Like I'm a nobody. Like I'm just starting this whole career thing. I don't even know what I'm doing. And you were so kind. And, you know, I've never said this to you, but like, I was really scared. But you held my feet to the fire. Like we had to do those hours of like, how do you spend your day? Like, what do you, it was so hard and so good at the same time. So thank you for that, because I feel like that helped my process a little bit more of how to be a good coach and really, you know, hold people's feet to the fire and really get real with like moving forward. In a coaching is all about like forward momentum. Amen. And then you wrote these books with Linda Gilden and the Linked program, and then you decided to venture out and make it mm-hmm. a certification. So first of all, I just want to go back, like, what made you interested in writing about personalities?
Oh, thank you so much, Phyllis. And thank you for your kind words. And I'm so sorry that I scared you.
Only at first.
It's never my intent. It's never my intent. But such a joy to be able to work with you as well. And I have seen God work so much in and through your life. It's just been amazing. So I always feel like if I ever have the opportunity to come alongside someone in their coaching journey, you know, in their time of growing and learning, that I get to be a part of their life. And to me, that is an honor that I do not take lightly. And so I'm looking at you now with your podcast and everything else, and I'm going, yay, Jesus, this is so good. The personalities, truly, when I was first introduced to the concept of personalities was many, many years ago when my husband and I, we were actually raising hunting dogs, German Shorthair pointers. And I went into studying behavioral science with animals and how we could help our puppies mm-hmm. be compliant and become very beneficial to their lifelong owners, to become a good family member. And just the process of touching and moving and holding and breathing on and all of this was amazing to me. And then when I discovered some of the behavioral teachings for humans, I was like, well, that's something that sounds logical to me, and went through several different assessments. And then one day I was invited to attend a conference here in San Antonio, and it was from a group, and it was class, Christian Leaders, Authors, Speakers Services. And the key individual was Florence Littauer. And Florence and her daughters, Marita and Lauren, and several others were traveling promoting the personalities, capital P, that they taught on, which also Tim LaHaye taught, and which originated from Hippocrates, which he labeled the four dominant personalities. They were labeled according to bodily fluids. So I'm not even going to go there with that, because for me, that was kind of an awkward, it was
ick.
Choleric, phlegmatic, sanguine, and melancholy. And I was just like, okay, those are odd titles or odd characteristics to give to somebody. But I studied under the Littauers. I traveled with them. I taught with them. I was on staff with them. And when I stepped away from class, and then class eventually, it went, I don't want to say defunct, but Florence stepped away and they shut down the organization. I had a friend of mine, Linda Gilden, that I contacted, and I said, you know, I'm working with professional women and I want them to have an assessment that's going to be clear, that they're going to recognize themselves quickly, that's going to help them move forward in their journey from being stuck to spectacular. And I asked her if she would be interested in creating an assessment with me, because we had been studying it for years. And she said yes. So we came together and created the Link system. And so the one reason was to help my clients. The second reason was to help my own relationships. Mm. What I first thought was a labeling And I'm definitely the personality that would say, don't label me. I'm like, yeah, don't put me in no box.
Me
and,
too.
Right? And, but what I discovered was in understanding how God designs us, designed us, designs us, designs our family, designs our loved ones, designs those that we don't really love. In that there is an understanding. And tripping into that understanding totally opened my heart and my mind to recognizing God doesn't make junky people. He makes them exactly the way he needs them to be for his purpose. And even if I don't get them, if I don't understand them, there's not something wrong with them. They're exactly who he needs them to be. And so in that discovery and working with my clients, move forward into creating the assessment that is known as the linked assessment. And very easy, 26 questions. And it really does help people go, oh, yeah, that is me. That is what I do.
Yeah, so good. So when, after you wrote these books, at what point did you guys say, hey, let's make this into a certification program so people can really dive deeper and understand this and then go out and teach it for other purposes?
Oh, great question, because initially it was, we're using it for our personal use. We didn't even think of it as a series of books. Our publisher, when we sat in front of her and said, you know, we'd like to publish this book. And she said, I think it could be multiple books because we could break it into, like, we have Linked, which is the original, and then Linked for educators, Linked for parents, Linked for couples. And we could really help them in their area of relationship, which was key for Linda and I, to help people in their relationships. Well, all of that was great. Then other people started saying, man, I really like this. This is so simple. I go, what do you do? Well, I'm a coach, or I teach, or I'm a counselor, or I'm this. And I'm thinking, man, if we get this information in their hands, they can be where we're not. And they can influence their realm of influence. They can really help those that they're already helping, already working with, to understand better how God designed that individual or those families. And it would just spread beyond who Linda and I were. Because we can't be everywhere, but what a wonderful opportunity to equip others with knowledge that they don't currently have, help to teach them how to speak personality, how to hear personality, identify personality when they're sitting across from a client or in a business meeting or with their families at a family gathering. And
so needed.
And when we put it out there and said, would anyone be interested? Because we'd like to certify you. And it's not an easy show up for an hour and you get a certification. It's over several days and you have to present that you know of which you are speaking. So we were very blessed to be able to do that, to be able to extend the links of Link. Across the miles.
It was so helpful too, because my presentation obviously was on the mother daughter and learning, you know, on top of dealing with dysfunctional moms, it opened my eyes to, well, of course there's conflict on top of the dysfunction too. You could be two different personalities. So right off the bat, you're not looking at things in the same way. And so that really helped me. I was scared doing the presentation. So my presentation was done out of a hotel room because we were supposed to go to a wedding out of town. And I told my husband, my presentation's that same weekend. And so I remember getting up at like 7 a.m. and I had my flyers and all the things, you know, related to the mother-daughter connection with the personalities. And I remember sweating by the time I was done with that. I was like, this is nerve-wracking. But because you really had to know each quadrant of personality and how that fit or didn't fit in with somebody who was a different personality. And right. I did sort of like what my presentation was about a few episodes back on a podcast, which then led me to people saying, we want to hear from Linda. You know, we want to hear more about the personalities. People were really invested in that. And I thought that was like super cool to be able to bring you on and have the expert come and talk about it. Can you just tell me just briefly go through the four quadrants of what the personalities are?
Sure. We have the, and this is not in order of better or best, all right?
Yeah.
But what we do is we teach the personalities kind of how the brain is designed and how the brain synapses easily with the other personality, because not every personality gets along or can relate to the mm-hmm. other. And we call those the diagonal ones. But if you're thinking of this as links that are connected mm-hmm. to each other and they're going clockwise. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with what we call the mobilizer. The mobilizer is a natural leader personality. The phrase for the mobilizer would be get her done. The mobilizer is very fast paced and wants to move from get one project, go to the next project, and go to the next one upon completion. Very much a task oriented extrovert, outgoing individual, and this would be the one to recognize if someone is speaking to you and they're wanting you to get a point, they will point at you. That is a natural tendency. They point out that there is a point that they want you to get. And if someone is doing that, more than likely, a mobilizer leader would be a strong part of their personality. Mm-hmm. Connected to the mobilizer, if we're going clockwise, mm-hmm. would be the socializer personality. Now, the socializer personality is the life of the party. The socializer is also very fast paced, but they're people oriented, not task oriented. Mm-hmm. So an extrovert, just like the mobilizer, fast paced like the mobilizer, they like people. Mobilizers really like to get tasks done. And the differences with being fast is the socializer doesn't necessarily complete something before moving on. The socializer loves to be involved, loves to be around people. A socializer will say yes quickly and can sometimes get themselves in a little bit of trouble because they've agreed to something and they maybe won't complete it. And in the same vein, if we step back to the mobilizer wants to get things done so quickly and is very much into tasks. They don't take into consideration the heart of the people that they're working with. So they can come across very bossy. And so then we have, so mobilizer to socializer. They're linked together because they do have some likeness in their personalities. And very easily, you can pour from one into the other, and that would be a natural blending. Then going from the socializer would be to the stabilizer. And where the socializer is a talker, the stabilizer is the peacekeeper. The stabilizer is the one who loves being kind of in the background, where they're connected in a way to a socializer who loves to be the life of the party. A stabilizer is very content and very much okay with kind of being behind the scenes, making sure that things are taken care of, but they're not going to jump right out into the public eye and say, everybody look at me. They just want everyone to get along and they want to keep the peace. They're a little more slow paced. They process things a little slower, think about them, may not even comment on certain things. And they do like people, just not as many as a socializer in one setting. Mm-hmm. So they're very much a person that can be taken for granted. Or some people might look at a stabilizer and say, gosh, that person's lazy. Mm-hmm. And they're not lazy. They're designed exactly how God wants them to be, as someone who takes things in but doesn't necessarily jump on a bandwagon quickly. Mm-hmm. They're going to wait and process it. Mm-hmm. And then with the stabilizer, the next one in line is going to be the organizer. The organizer is the thinker. This is the one who ponders. This mm-hmm. is the one who loves order. So they're everything in order. That's what they like. The tendency of this, the organizer thinker, could be perfectionism, which mm-hmm. we love things having excellence. Perfectionism can be a detriment to the organizer because mm-hmm. nothing is ever good enough. And it can be on themselves. It's just not good enough. I'm not going to step out. No, that's not right. I'm not going to step there. And with families, the organizer can put that on their family members. You must be mm-hmm. perfect. When the Bible says be perfect as Christ is perfect, the organizer takes it literally. And yeah. recognizing really only Christ is perfect. Mm-hmm. We can go for excellence. And when the organizer thinker gives himself that grace and says, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. God designed me the way I am to be the best that I can be. And in that, they aren't going to answer questions quickly. They're going to think about it. They're mm-hmm. going to research. And here's the beautiful thing about organizer thinker personalities. They are 99.9% correct every time they answer a question. And the reason is because they're not going to give you the answer unless they know that it's yeah. correct.
Yeah.
And so, and they're naturally linked to the mobilizer. So we've come full yeah. circle where the organizer, who is task oriented as well, and the mobilizer's task-oriented. Mobilizer is quick. The organizer's a little slower in the processing. But they can go hand in hand, too, because they have similarities. They both like to make lists. They like mm-hmm. to check off boxes. Where the organizer will rest more. The organizer, when you look at rest, they'll grab a book, kick back, read the book, and relax. Go off into a room by themselves. The mobilizer, when they rest, yeah, we start on another project. An organizer will say, you're not resting. You're making me tired.
Oh,
but
my
it's
gosh.
What helps us to relax. So,
yeah, that is so funny. So as you were talking, so I'm definitely a stabilizer organizer and my husband's a mobilizer 100%. And so he's retired now and I have had to adjust to some of the things because he's like, he'll like pull a chair out and just leave it there. And because he's got to go, he's got stuff to do. And I'm like the orderly. I'm like, you know, I have the labels on everything I have. And he'll buy a bag and just throw it on top. And I'm like, there's a place for this. And so I'm like walking around, shutting lights off, pushing chairs in, like putting the cereal
Absolutely.
In the actual labeled box and trying to like, breathe through this because, you know, it doesn't naturally, he doesn't tend towards those things. And so that's where you can see where conflict can come in because it's like, why can't he just put things back the way they're supposed to be? And then I realize like, oh, his brain doesn't work that way. Like he's got five other tasks going on in his head. And he's great at them, right? Like stay in your lane. Like this is what he naturally tends towards. So that's where you can see where people in families, even when you don't understand, it almost seems rude. Like, why are they being rude? Why are they being mean? Why are they being this way? And it's like, no, they're not. They're not thinking the way we're thinking. And so I think when you understand that, you can kind of breathe through it a little bit and go, okay, I can't keep nagging him about this because he naturally just doesn't, that's not how his brain, that's not where it goes. Like he's preoccupied already with the next thing at hand. And so,
and I would tell you, Phyllis, yeah, no, and Phyllis, I'm what you're saying is the goal in understanding the personalities.
Yeah.
You're recognizing by design, not because he's doesn't like you, not because he doesn't care, mm-hmm. not, you know, for any of those reasons. And, but by design, he will move quicker. He won't fully complete something, or he'll complete it, but he doesn't nitpick and go, no, it doesn't have to be just like that. It was near the table. So that's close enough, right?
Close
not
enough.
Under the table, right?
Yeah.
And I have bigger and better things to do. Mm-hmm. And so why slow down to do that when I'm getting on with the next one? And a point I'd like to bring up, because you spoke about your husband. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll think men do this, women do this, and almost have a man is this type of personality and a woman is this type of personality. But as you learned going through the process, no, you can have a man and a woman, and they're the, it's like with Rose or Linda Gilden and myself, we're opposites. Well, so are our spouses. So I'm like her husband, Johnny, and she's like my husband, Sam.
So
they have the same personalities. And as we were going through and writing our books, she would say something about my personality or maybe something with Johnny as we're discussing what we're going to put right down. And I'll say, you know what? That's not why Johnny does that. And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, he does that because his mind is thinking this. She goes, I didn't think of that. I just saw it this way.
Yeah.
And so if we can change our perspective, because we've been blessed with the knowledge of personalities, it totally reframes the relational dynamics in homes.
Yeah. It gives grace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it is that I think more fights are started because we don't understand how they're thinking, their personalities, how they generally veer towards. It's not an affront to us. The same with us not being an affront to them. Like we're not doing those things to hurt each other. It's the way our brains are wired. And also, like you said, like it's the way God made us. And so what we try to do is we try to change our spouse because we want them perfect. And it's like, no, that's not the perfect way. Like that would make them miserable if they were just like on edge trying to please me at every corner. Now he does, like there are things where he's heard me say it enough times where he's like, oh, I got to put this back this way or whatever. And, you know, I appreciate that. But there's also things like he does so well that I don't do in the kitchen too, or he's a great dishwasher. Like he puts dishes away, you know, he does all of that. We don't let him near the laundry, but, but he's so like, there's so many beautiful things. And because I've been able to like, look at these things and not from a place of hurt, because also if you're looking into dysfunctional families, like the things where I came from, my mom would scream and yell if things weren't exactly her way. And so I grew up with that in my brain. And so I had to rewire that. And so this is an extension of being able to learn, you know, people aren't doing things to you or on purpose to make your life miserable. They are different than you. And the grace and respect that come with that is a beautiful thing when you really understand how the personalities work.
Yes.
So one last question is, how do you hope to expand on the Linked program?
Well, I will tell you, we are in a consideration for an additional book for leaders. And that would be book number 5. And we're kind of tossing it back and forth. Is this something that would be beneficial with the series itself? And moving on beyond the book series or the assessment, what I would love to do is get this in the hands of every coach, every counselor, because these books are so, they're such an easy read that
they are.
All of the reviews that we've had on these have been, oh my goodness, so much in so little, and I can apply it right now. I would love to see it in church libraries, all of these. I would love for them to be taught in parenting classes, taught to young people to understand each other. I would love, now the educator book is actually being taught as part of the curriculum at Bob Jones University, I believe in South Carolina, for the teachers that are coming in. Hey, wow. This is how you can identify your kids. So I think if we could just spread the knowledge with linked and start equipping the equippers, even knowing that the four gospels were written by four different personalities to four different personalities. And knowing that God's word, just like how he designed his image bearers, we have different skin tone, we have different eye colors, we have different blood types. Understanding that by design, having a way for our brains to relate and to process differently is so natural. If we can work in those areas of strength and identify our areas of weaknesses, I think it would make such a huge difference in, as you said earlier, the amount of grace that we start giving others. I mean, what is the biggest commandment, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And second to that is love others as yourself. And so, Phyllis, if I can understand how much God loves me by how he designed me, and to know that I'm exactly who I need to be. Because we can really have that comparison. We can have self-doubt. We look at ourselves and say, I'm not like so-and-so, or if only I was. But if I could truly say, you know what? God's purpose for me is in his creation of me. And I'm designed exactly the way I'm supposed to be. And if I grab that and hold it, then I recognize how much he loves me. And in the process, I'll be able to start loving others like God loves me.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, I could talk to you all day, friend. But I want to let people know how to get a hold of you. So where is the best place they could find you? Any of your links? Links? Social media links.
All my links going. Oh my goodness sakes. If you did a search for Linda Goldfarb, G-O-L-D-F-A-R-B on the web, I think I'm the full front page that's there, but lindagoldfarb.com. And I would invite your listeners to check out the podcast, Staying Real About Faith and Family. And what I've started doing in that is I have four episodes drop every week.
Wow.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday is just a very short, inspirational, just a blessing time. It's called, you know, Let's Journey Together, A Moment with Father. And I just share just a moment of what he's placed on my heart. And, you know, that goes into your podcast or email, whatever you want. And then on Saturdays, we interview individuals that are speaking into the faith and family of our listeners. And so I wholeheartedly invite your listeners to listen into that as well. I am on Facebook all over. And
so I know you speak at conferences, you speak at retreats. So please look up her website and book her for all of these things. And we're so grateful that you got to come on and explain more in detail about the Linked Personality Program. And just so excited that we got to do this with you today, Linda. And peeps, until next time, we will see you later. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you want to get connected with other women who share your unmothered heart, head on over to my private Unmothered Facebook community group. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for this podcast to help me share this message with other listeners. All the links mentioned in today's episode will be in the show notes below. Bye, peeps!